When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms. Stunning, red carpet worthy, paparazzi packed, gold flecked, bedazzled, gilded episode. Woo! It's Oscar time, people. Everybody wants to talk about the dresses, and I said, where is Jess? I want to talk about the makeup. Let's just remember back to what we saw. What were some of the beauty looks that you liked at the Oscars?
Okay, the beauty look that I liked the most was easily Olivia Munn.
Oh, the orange.
The orange lipstick.
Coral.
Hot coral.
I got to the bottom of that, by the way. I went searching the next day to find out what lipstick
it was.
It was a mixture of two Chanel orange shades. Like, I think it was called
Good for Chanel.
Right? And Patrick Ta did her makeup, I believe. Mm-hmm. And it was something called Electrique and another one. We'll put it on the website so we can get the exact shades. But yeah, she actually wore a lip color and it matched her cheeks and her dress, but it still kind of worked, right?
I'm not sure if myself I would have had the nerve to do matchy cheeks, lip dress.
Well, it matches
the trilogy.
Her hair too. That would be a problem.
Oh yeah. My hair, for those of you who don't know, was like auburn. So that would be a lot of like
carrot top,
yeah,
action.
Exactly, a lot of carrot top.
She looked great though.
But she looked amazing, and I was just happy to see some color, because overall I'm not sure how you felt. It was a little bit of a snooze fest, I thought, in the beauty space,
in the makeup,
in
some
the
of the hair
space.
Was some oh the hair got a little prommy too, in my opinion.
Yeah,
IMO prom hair. just a lot of twists, and like it looked like bread and knots and just French buns.
Challah,
and
as you mentioned on our Twitter feed. Please follow us,
yes,
on Twitter.
Challah hair. That's a Jewish bread, if no one knew. But so the hair was definitely more exciting than makeup. But why was the makeup so bland?
My feeling is that people are afraid to take risks because, let's face it, we're at the Oscars. We're dealing with a lot of A-list actresses, and a lot of them, if they don't already have beauty contracts, they're probably courting beauty contracts. So nobody's going to want to rock up looking like Helena Bonham Carter. And I love Helena Bonham Carter, but she's not afraid to alienate the masses.
So here's a fun game to play. Like, obviously, a beauty contract means an actress gets paid by a cosmetics company to front the advertisements, to be the face of the brand. So there's a couple of women that were in the actress categories who don't have contracts yet.
Like who?
Alicia Vikander. Mm-hmm. She's prime for the picking.
Right.
And so do you think maybe the reason she wasn't wearing a lot of makeup, she's fresh-faced and beautiful, was because she was saying to the world, okay, Dior, Chanel's, Revlon's, L'Oreal's of the world, come and get me?
Yeah, she's not going to mess that up with like a, you know, goth extravaganza. Like, she's going to want to look beautiful, but she's also going to look, in my opinion, you know, she's going to want to look beautiful but not alienate every kind of company that might want to court her.
Right. Does Rooney Mara have a beauty contract?
Well, she used to be the face of Calvin Klein fragrances.
Remember, she looked cool.
She looked very cool, but she was the face of, a couple years ago, Calvin Klein Downtown, a very underrated fragrance. So good. But it was still like a moody campaign. David Fincher directed
it. So it worked with her personality.
It was so, yeah, she could still be Rooney Mara. So she can still get away with being
edgier.
Kind of a badass girl.
But do you think overall the reason our Oscars this year might have been a little bit blander than usual is for that reason?
Yeah, it's still a big, somebody said once that the red carpet is like the biggest ad campaign in the world. It's an ad campaign for the fashion houses, it's an ad campaign for the beauty houses. It's advertising. So you're not going to do something really risky and edgy when you have such expensive,
you know what you're going to do? You're going to go buy some orange coral lipstick for spring.
Go Olivia Munn. I actually expect a cosmetics contract rolling in her way, because that was the thing everyone was looking at, especially me. That's all I remember. I'm so tired of makeup artists saying, like, everyone can wear a red lip.
But they do say that a lot.
I know. Like, I don't know what kind of kickbacks they're getting, but, like, I'm done with the red lip.
Why? What happened?
So I attempted it a couple weeks ago. I was in the beauty closet playing with some new red lipsticks. I'm not going to say which brand, which one, but
okay.
I popped on this, like, pretty intense red lip. I looked in the mirror. I was like, should I wear this? And the interns were like, oh, my God, you look amazing.
Never ask the interns.
Guys, if you're listening, thank you so much. But I think I looked amazing for like the first 5 minutes.
What happened?
I scooted off to this meeting. It's a pretty big meeting. I was feeling pretty, like, you know, pretty strong, pretty, like, you know, confident in my, like, new red lip, which I never wear. And I was feeling pretty confident, and I gave off a lot of ideas and opinions. And
sure.
When I left the meeting, I looked in the mirror, and I seriously looked like a, like, grandmother had attacked me with her red lipstick.
Oh, no.
It was, first I, like, died inside, then I was furious. So, like, I went over to my friend who was in the meeting, I'm like, why would you not tell me? She was sitting across from me, and she was like, I didn't see it. I didn't even notice.
Oh.
Seriously, I looked like I was bleeding, like, from my entire face.
Did you do a lot of mouth touching in this meeting?
Well, I realized, and now it's so obvious because I catch myself doing it all the time, I'm a mouth toucher. I think I was trying to, like, either look really thoughtful and pensive, but I think I do that all the time.
Yeah.
I just kind of touch my, I rest my chin on my hand.
Right.
And I touch my face all the time. But I wear nude lipstick all the time, so it doesn't matter.
But you can wear red lipstick. Here's the thing.
How?
It's a powerful color. But Jess, with great power comes great responsibility. No, it's true. You can't just slap on a red lip like it's a nude lip gloss.
Exactly what I did.
Well, tell the interns to warn you next time that it's not the kind of thing you just put on and just go through your day and don't think about it. Like, the mere color of it, like, says, look at me, like, put some attention on me. And you have to kind of be aware of it. I feel like I do a red lip a lot. And I just feel like it's sort of like, it's like the white denim of makeup. Like, you're not just going to put on white jeans and go through your day and go sitting on the subway and see what happens. Like,
I don't own white jeans.
But, okay, you get where I'm going with this. Like, if you're going to wear it, you have to be aware of it. That sounds like a horrible bumper sticker. But but anyway, it's totally true. So when I do red lipstick, I feel like, first of all, I keep the rest of the face a little bare. You know that old rule.
Very French girl.
Yeah, but you need a non-transferable formula. You need to, like, lip line. You might need to lock it in with some powder.
Is it a clear lip liner, or use, like, a one that matches the color, or a nude?
I personally like to do a red lip liner.
Okay.
Then I put on the red lipstick. Mm-hmm. I have a couple favorites.
Mm-hmm.
You know, MAC Ruby Woo is, like, a classic.
Oh, of course.
Armani number 400, the Armani Lip Rouges.
Oh, wow. Okay.
It's, like, a true red.
Right.
I don't think it looks great on everybody, but it's, like, pretty universal. So you do your lip liner, you put on your red lipstick. I've done that silly trick with the one-ply toilet paper. You take one ply of the toilet paper and you put it over your lips.
Classic beauty editor move.
Totally. Yeah. And you dust the powder on, take it off, and then put another coat of lipstick. It actually stays, but that doesn't mean you can go wiping your face with your hand in the middle of a meeting. You know what I mean?
Just mouthing off. Just
yeah, it's the kind of look that you have to be aware of.
Jen, I look drunk.
That's the other thing. Okay, so here's some situations. I'm gonna lay down some knowledge right okay. now. Here's some situations I wouldn't wear red lipstick. Like, okay, a first date in which you're going to a restaurant with salads that involve oil vinaigrettes.
Oh, wow.
Maybe not the best time. Think about it. That okay, oil yeah. is going to, like, take off the lipstick. Then you know, you're probably trying to bring a lot of attention to your mouth with, like, your right. little flirt moves. That's right. probably not a good time. Jess's meeting at Cosmo in which you're trying to give new and important ideas. Where else wouldn't you wear red lipstick? I don't think it's like a job interview kind of color.
Definitely not.
You don't want to be self-conscious, and it makes you self-conscious. So if you have a presentation where you're up on a podium speaking to a crowd, great, because your lips are going to pop. You're not going to be touching your face on purpose because you're wearing a red lipstick. That's the time to do it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, Dita Von T, she's a red... I just
What's her secret?
So I just interviewed her. That's a classic red lipstick kind of lady. She knows how to wear it and wear it well. I mean, she's also a burlesque dancer. But she uses this thing called lip ink. It's like...
Sounds permanent.
I think it literally is called semi-permanent makeup on the website. So I ordered it to try it.
Is this FDA approved?
It might be. There's like three steps. There's the... You have to clean your lips with like an alcohol prep swab. I don't know if you've ever tried this.
This sounds so funny.
And then you put on the liquid lip color, and then you wait 20 minutes with your lips slightly parted. I kid you not, slightly parted was in the instructions. So it's like air drying, and then you put on the clear top coat. Like you're painting a car. Like, red lipstick is a big responsibility.
It is.
Yeah. So I feel like we need to get you some of this lip ink, and we need okay. to try again. Or do you think you're just not red lipstick?
I might wear it in the next session. It might be my my test drive.
Okay. Because I really do think that everybody can do it if they know what they're doing. Yes, I got some big news this week I want to share with you.
What's the hot beauty news?
Well, you might have heard this too. I got a press release about MAC Cosmetics is doing a lipstick with Caitlyn Jenner.
I did read that.
Yeah, the money is going to go to, it's a charity initiative. And the money is going to go to the MAC AIDS Fund Transgender Initiative, which is cool. The lipstick itself is going to be available in April, and it's called Finally Free.
That sounds like a disco song.
It could be. It could be. I hear like a Donna Summer beat in the background
finally
right now.
Finally free.
but she is finally free. But
it's a good name. It's actually a really good name.
I'm so excited for yet another Kardashian Jenner to have a beauty contract because we need that.
Kylie has her lip kit.
No, you know? She needed one. Everybody else in the family. But I wasn't 100% sure if she's the right face for MAC.
Why?
Okay, here's the thing. MAC has always been about over-the-top, glamorous, beautiful women that love makeup, be themselves, be totally free. Yes, finally free. And she is that. Yeah. But, like, she's sort of a suburban mom from Calabasas, California. Like, some of her clothes, I've been like, all right, that's a lovely little wrap dress. Like, she's fine for, like, an elementary school teacher coming in to, like, give your guidance counsel. I just don't think of her. I love her. I just don't think of her as super glamorous the way that a MAC woman to
you're
me
not
is.
You're not aspiring to necessarily make up like her.
Right. Then again, I can also understand that's not the point of this initiative.
Right.
I mean, is there anybody else? I'm trying to think back of all of the MAC celebrity partnerships there have been over the years. But they're usually glamorous women, right?
I don't think MAC's role is to necessarily, you know, give you a firm definition of glamour. I think their whole point is to be fluid about it. I mean, if you think about the other campaigns they've run, like, I mean, I remember one of the first Viva Glam, I think it was Viva Glam 2, was Katie Lang was the spokesperson. It was amazing. It was this photo of her with, like, a kiss on her. Like, she was wearing, like, a tight black tank top with, like, a kiss on her cheek.
So it isn't just about the pretty glamorous life. It's about saying something?
Yeah. It was, like, it's a more fluid kind of androgynous look. And then I remember RuPaul has always been affiliated.
RuPaul is super glamorous, though.
Right. But it's also a little bit, I mean, RuPaul's been working with them for so long. I mean, I think we're kind of accustomed to this idea now. But RuPaul was really, you know, wild to have as a spokesperson for a cosmetics company at that point.
So I need to basically get off my high horse about who belongs in the beauty place.
Lil Kim.
Don't even front. Are you trying to say Lil Kim is not glamorous?
Lil Kim is the epitome of glamour.
Right.
All those wigs?
Yes.
All those tats?
Yes.
But she's not exactly going to be like the face of maybe Bobby Brown.
Okay.
You know, like,
yes.
She is somebody that is a little bit of a, you know, a risk for some brands. I mean, Elton John has been a face.
Oh, that's right.
Boy
Elton
George
John
has been a face.
A Mac thing. I totally forgot about that.
They've chosen people who have always been a little bit, like, on the edge or, you know, just kind of questioned, like, sexual identity, questioned glamour, questioned, you know, just...
All right.
Yeah.
I forgot
I think Mac was smart to pick Caitlyn Jenner because it's topical, it's fun, and if Caitlyn Jenner needs a contract. Every freaking Kardashian has had a contract. Mac is her home.
She needs a place.
Mac is her home.
Okay. You know what? I had forgotten about all of those, and you're right. It's a platform. I just want to put it out there. I haven't seen the color yet. If it's like a frosty copper, I'm sorry. I'm out. Like, I love Caitlyn. I love the platform. I'm not doing it.
All right. Well, we'll decide when we see the product. But if it's a frosty copper, I think I actually might be into it this summer. Simcoe Whitehill, what's up? She also goes by. Well, she's mostly known as Miss Pop.
Miss Pop, yes.
I shouldn't have used her real name.
Now I can never take it back.
Exactly. So yes, it's Miss Pop to everybody. So I met her when she first came into my office at Cosmo. She was coming in to talk to, I believe, our photo editor about an upcoming shoot. This was a couple years ago, but since then she's really, you know, she's just really blown up. She's booking major shoots. She's doing New York Fashion Week. But the thing about Miss Pop is that she just has so much presence. She was hilarious. She was wearing 50s vintage when I saw her. She had this amazing
She
confidence.
Is today as well.
Yeah, she's just like, she's got just this killer presence. And she just kind of said what she thought. Like, you know, it wasn't just like, I need to meet this amazing nail artist. It was like, I need to meet this person. She walks into a room, you know she's there. So I immediately loved her. I hope you will too. I'm sure you will. And Jen, you've worked with Miss Pop once before, right?
Yes, at Mary Claire, we've worked with you too. And I see you backstage all the time.
Oh,
but you know what I don't know about you?
What?
Why Miss Pop? Like, where did the name come from?
So back when I first started, I was on Tumblr.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit eBay.com for terms.
And the most famous nail artist, editorial nail artist, didn't even use her real name. Sophie Robeson had an alias. Like, nobody used their real names. So I felt like I couldn't just, like, be.
Yeah.
Like, no one would take me seriously if I used my real name. So I'm obsessed with Iggy Pop. I've seen him in concert, like, 5 times. I just love his energy. He gets me excited to grow old because he's somebody who he sings the same songs with the same enthusiasm and the same energy, and he's just as much fun, and I love his new work too, and so I love him. And also, pop art is my favorite, so
Miss Pop
it
is.
Like a natural,
you can see that
yeah.
in your work.
Yeah, I mean, I do tend to go really poppy or really graphic. I'm constantly trying to live up to my name.
Yeah.
So I think maybe my tendency is more like bold, geometric, simplified. I don't know.
Yeah. How many years ago was this that you've been we're not allowed to call you a nail tech, we've established.
Yeah. Anything but a nail tech.
A manicurist. Yeah. How long ago was this that you came up with the name and started doing it?
Well, so probably, I don't know, going back, I'm trying to think of when I started my Tumblr. 5-6 years, somewhere in there. So not really long. Before this, I wrote kids' books.
That's so cool.
Yeah, for like Pokemon, and I worked with Disney and Nickelodeon. I had a really great time in that career, and I never saw myself doing this, but here I am.
How'd you get into it then?
I was sick. I was stuck in bed for a couple of years. I had meningitis. It didn't go so well, but I made it through. And for like 2 years, I was stuck in bed, and all I did
was
paint my
nails. So you're sitting there sick, and you're not happy, and you're painting your nails, and that's
well,
it.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I watched
on your
this
back?
Movie.
Like, how's that
yeah,
work?
Yeah, so I had to lay flat out because I had to recover, but I obviously had Netflix, and Earth Girls Were Easy came up in the queue, and instead of, like, really falling for Harry Jeff Goldblum, I decided I fell for the nail art, and I remembered I had done it as a kid, but I went to private school, and they wouldn't let us have nails that distracted the other kids. This is a true story, and they changed the rule that you could only wear nail polish, because I was, like, in that hard candy phase where you could wear
oh,
green.
Yeah.
Oh, so
it was
cool.
Like, is that color vomit? Awesome. I'll put on my nails, and I'll do a crazy design with it. But, you know, I went to a really nice school, and the principal was like, they changed the rules. You can only wear colors found in nature, pink,
what?
Purple. Like,
wait,
really,
that,
I was always
they,
in my
Did they say found in nature? Or
yeah,
was
I'm
that
pretty
like,
sure that was verbatim.
That's hilarious.
Vomit is found in nature.
Yeah, like, I think I argued that.
Yeah,
I was
good, I'm
pretty,
glad.
I was pretty, I was a handful. But, I mean, I was always wearing these crazy outfits, too. I mean, you mentioned that I love vintage. I grew up in Boca Raton, Florida. Where all the good clothes are.
So you're doing your nails, nature colors only, wearing your 50s garb.
Growing up, yeah, I did red. From then on, I just did like red.
Oh, to
red,
go
red,
with the
red,
vibe.
Red, red, red. Mm-hmm. And did my nails every week. And I never thought twice about it.
Right.
And then, yeah, so I was stuck in bed and I was bored. And I saw there's a makeover scene. So it stars Gina Davis, who plays a manicurist in the 80s in LA at sort of this like renaissance of nail art back in the 80s. And she... Like, there's a scene where she, like, all of her nail art designs, like, flash across the stage in this makeover scene. And I was like,
I never
oh, my
this.
God. It's how did you miss this? It's, like, it's so good. It was, like, the sleepover
yeah.
movie of, like, the century. Yeah. So my friends, once I could, like, stand up for a certain amount of time, I'd have my friends come over and I'd practice on them. In fact, before my first fashion week, I was an assistant. And they told me, like, you have to be able to do a manicure in 8 minutes.
Well, I didn't know there was a time.
Yeah, I thought it was just like go as fast as you can.
I mean, I see them back there and they're going like crazy fast, but there's an actual time limit.
There's only so long you want to spend polishing model toes.
Ooh.
Oh.
I mean, to be fair, the models are walking around.
Elaborate.
Yeah, so the models are walking around. And this was back in the day when they didn't have those age restrictions. They're like children. They're beautiful children. And they have no shoes on. And they're walking around in like the dingiest
backstage.
And their like feet are all cut up from like, you know, they'll say like, oh, what size shoe do you wear, sweetheart? She'll be like 11. And they'll say, well, we have an 8 for you. Good.
Yeah.
You can stand for 2.5 hours.
Like Alexander McQueen, invisible heel,
oh,
like
God.
Crazy.
I mean,
yeah.
The woman's obviously living the dream. I'm sorry, the models, you know, the clothing they wear is gorgeous. Unfortunately, a bad side effect is that they walk around on dirty floors with no shoes until the last minute.
Nasty.
So, no, there's, you know, that's why we have quality sanitizers on the market. You're just like, spray.
So one of your first gigs was backstage as an assistant,
oh,
I guess, then.
Absolutely,
yeah.
Yeah, I started out as an assistant, and I was so excited. And, like, you know... It just blew up from there. But that my Fashion Week's still my favorite thing that I do.
What's like one of the best experiences you've had or most memorable
backstage? It's just, man, I've worked with so many designers I really love. But like last season, before we walked into Jeremy Scott, I like turned to the PR girl and I was like, kill me, I'll never be happier than this moment. Like, the anticipation of, like, going to see Jeremy Scott's new collection. And he's like, you know, when I first started working with him, I was obviously a huge fan, being called Miss Pop.
Did you go to the test and everything? Or, like, did you just show up backstage? Oh, this is the beauty test.
No, you do not show up just backstage. You will spend weeks.
And what is the beauty test? Just explain what that is.
So hair, makeup, and the nail sponsor. So we'll send you to go meet with the designer. You know, sometimes it's, you know, if it's like Charlotte Ronson, I'll be there like 3 months before the show. But like Jeremy Scott's like 3 days before the show, and that's mm-hmm. still pretty good. Because especially if you're going to prep like 1,000 press-ons, because you have to prep all the sizes their nails could be. You need like a day or two to, and you have other shows going on.
Yeah. So another beauty test. Go 3 days early and he's like, here's my vision. Make it happen.
So I always paint samples for designers because I like to tempt them, especially when I first started nail art. Really wasn't coming down the runway as much as I was hoping it would, and that's definitely changed. So you can't just say like, it's like, you know, when you go to the nail salon and you look at the wall.
Yeah.
You think, what color do I want? They're all...
too many, you know, choices.
It's all good. Yeah, that's what designers are like. And, you know, it's their job to push forth, like, the vision of fashion and where it's heading, just as it's my job to show them where we can go with nails. Mm-hmm. For them. And, I mean, it has
that's
to
good
live...
point.
Yeah.
What did he pick?
Yeah,
of
yeah
the...
what did he pick
oh,
for?
Oh, so I walk in with, like, probably 40 samples of nail looks. Like, he did, like, this thing that was dolls. Like, so I did, like, wonky doll eyes and, like, all kinds of crazy stuff.
Oh, I remember the show.
And I walk in the door... and, you know, he's, like, so sweet. He's just the nicest guy. You really expect, based on his clothes, that he'll be, like, a club kid. It'll be, like, you know, Heather at 2.0. But he's so, like, sweet and thoughtful and open and collaborative and warm and, like, genuine. And it's just very fun to work with him because he is so creative. So I, like... he goes to grab my sample box to take a look because obviously he can tell that I've spent
Valentine's Day
prepping this, weeks, months. I mean, I think about it all the time. And then he sends me fabrics early and I just like swatches and
so
it's like,
cool.
Yeah, Pablo will send them to me. And anyways, so I like, and then I look at what they have laid out and it's, the models were walking in like sheer tights for fall with like these white Mary Janes. And I was like, oh my God, don't look at any of these. I'm going to go paint you another sample. And I painted him like, because sheer brights are coming. This is like a new trend. It's crazy, but it's happening. And I was like, oh my God, this is the moment for it. This is where it like really can shine.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm hand mixing polish backstage. I'm putting 1/10 of a drop of one color at one OPI, like juice bar hopping into like a whole bottle of top coat and shaking it and shaking it shaking it like a Polaroid picture to get that like fake mixed sheer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, to like... and then I'm, like, painting it and showing it to him. He's like, oh, yeah.
He said, go with
it. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, he still wanted to see all the samples, but he was like, do. You know, he's...
Yeah.
He really, like, supports the artists that work with him, and, like, he's so inspiring. And, yeah, like...
Was that the show that Miley Cyrus was backstage?
No, that was the previous season. Miley Cyrus is amazing. I mean,
he
surrounds himself with pretty incredible people. Like, his whole team is just... they're so warm. They're like the fashion kids that are like,
really
you can sit with
energy.
Us.
Aww.
Yeah. They're not. I was really nervous going in the first time because I'm like, I don't know. I didn't, you know, I was scared. I wanted to be one of the cool kids. Everyone's a cool kid, according to Jeremy Scott. It's really nice. So Miley shows up at the beauty test. And this is my first beauty test with him. And it's Miley.
Mm-hmm.
It's Miley. What am I supposed to do? I'm human. And she shows up by herself. Like, I have an entourage, and Miley Cyrus doesn't have an entourage. I mean, I have to bring the PR girl, and, like, my assistant, and everyone's there, and we're all having a good time. But, like, the hair person has six people. You know, like,
just
nobody rolls empty. Like, because it's, like, it's so...
she does not roll deep.
So
she rolls shallow, yes.
It's so frantic that you need, like, 25 hands on deck. It's just...
but she was just there to observe, like...
she walks in because she did the accessories for the previous
season.
Oh,
right, that show.
And... they were so fun. And she did a bunch of art pieces.
I remember this,
that were, I mean, talk about, like, 80s inspired. And it was great. And she was so nice. She was also very nice. And I really love her work. I think she's very, like, exciting and fun to follow.
You had a very good fashion backstage experience.
I'm telling you, this is not every...
it's not the norm.
It's an exciting couple years for you.
I mean, Jeremy Scott is not the norm.
Yeah.
I think there's a reason that people gravitate towards him and hold him up, and he's like the gold standard.
Yeah.
I can tell you stories that would go, that would be exactly Devil Wears Prada.
And he lets you do like nail art all the time. Which, by the way, you are not even, you're not a nail art girl yourself, are you?
I like adore you, obviously, but like I am not on the nail art train.
You don't even have nail polish on right now, and I'm still being nice to you.
And I actually, yesterday, that was on my little to-do list of
Do
a manicure.
No judgies. This is a safe place.
I was very busy. But tell me, how can I, like, what kind of, like, easy nail art thing can I do?
You're going to do nail art?
A non-art nail art?
Is there a non-nail art nail art so I can just feel somewhat
That's such a great question.
I want to feel somewhat relevant. I am a beauty editor.
So this is why I'm so passionate about working in editorial. And, I've never worked in a salon. I've never opened a salon. I really admire the women that do that. But for me, like, my whole goal getting into this art form was to make it that and to have nail art evolve just the way that fashion and music and even modern art, contemporary art, mm-hmm. the way all the other art forms evolve. And also it has to be wearable. I mean, it's wearable
Not just
art.
For the sake of sticking a crazy thing on your finger.
No, and I mean, I love the crazy things on a finger, but, you know,
it's just, to me, it's a little distracting. I look down and I'm seeing spots and hamburgers and hot dogs.
No, totally.
You know? And then if it chips, it's like, it looks hard, but you know, it's a little too high maintenance for me.
You know, and you just brought up, I was going to say, like, I'm obsessed with negative space. Which is, I started calling the void.
That's a lot cooler than negative space.
For the uninitiated.
It's like a goth.
This is like when you leave non-polished segment of the nail, right?
Right,
like,
yeah.
Like you have it on there.
Now. Right. Yeah. So what I love about this and why I've done it for, I don't know, 5 seasons now, sent it down runways, is because it's really DIY friendly for people at home.
Can you just explain what it is?
Oh, yeah. So it's where you leave the natural nail peeking through, like you would cutouts in clothing. So that's...
Which is also
right.
A big
it's just
trend.
Following that trend.
That's kind of sexy.
Oh, it is sexy.
That's
but
interesting. So you could do that, Jess. You could
Who's
negative
afraid to
space.
Show...
Or I'm sorry, the void.
The void. Avoid Manny.
No one's afraid to show their nail bed. You know, like maybe there's a rare occasion. But, you know, it's like, it's sexy. It's like a nail bikini.
You're afraid to show your nail bed because you have that whole cuticle thing.
Okay, yes. I was going to ask you. I went to the manicure place the other day, which... By the way, I'm feeling guilty about, but that's a conversation for another day.
Okay.
I went to the manicure place, and they said, you know, do you want me to cut your cuticles? And I always, like...
You said yes, didn't you? I didn't.
I wanted to.
That's my girl.
I said, just push back.
So, you know
what? But I was sitting there with a puss on my face.
Yeah.
Because I felt like, well, I'm paying $15 for this. And what I really want is to clean these puppies up.
You want your money's worth.
Right. But a friend of mine was saying, like, you know, once they start doing it, like, you know, you say no, but you mean yes. Once they start doing it, it feels really good. You know what I'm saying? So what is Nail Guru? What is, like, the real deal?
It's the sexiest analogy I've ever heard related to nails ever.
She works at Cosmos.
Yeah. Right, of course. So, you know, when I took the beauty school test, you don't cut cuticles. There's none of that.
So who started this craziness? So
it's a trend. It's not a trend. It's a stylization. Like, in Brazil, they, like, you know, they really clean them up, just like, you know,
but
downtown.
What's the downside?
So you don't want to walk around with open cuts on your hands.
Okay. All right. I'm getting grossed out.
Yeah,
go on.
This is good, because I know grossing out works
on
you.
But it's not a cut, right? But it is. So that's skin?
So you basically want to keep this barrier intact. You know, especially on your toes. So now when we talk about cuticles, we're not talking about the sides of your nails. Like,
right.
You know where your nail bed is, where your tip is. Left and right, good.
Okay.
Downtown,
you can trim
bad.
The left
okay.
and right.
Okay.
Left and right, yeah, those are hangnails.
Oh,
you actually want to get rid of
I
them because they'll stop tearing. Because the worst thing
gets,
you want to do
like
is
like when
have
you have those little flippy bits.
Fingers.
Like when you have the little...
So nip that.
Little
nip
anything
that.
That's kind of hanging off, snip right. that. But keep what's down... But like the little U, the bottom of the U, you keep that
just
intact.
Just keep pushing that back. I mean, I love to use cuticle remover. My favorite is Deborah Lipman's cuticle remover.
Just brush it on
just
and
softens
push.
It up and then push with an orange stick that's tipped in cotton. Or even your fingernail when you get out of the shower. Like real mm-hmm. cheat there. Mm-hmm. That's what the no pro would recommend.
Nail
that.
Hack.
But that's like, you know.
Miss Pop Simca, Miss Pop. Thank you so much for coming by.
Oh, thanks for having me.
Where can we find you?
Oh, on Instagram.
We can see all your
at
cool nail designs.
Nails. Oh, yeah. I post every day. I'm obsessed.
Okay,
so
great.
So it's at Miss Pop Nails.
Miss Pop Nails.
Yeah.
Super.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks for having me. Did I already say that?
It's cool.
Oh, man. I'm going to go sit with the cool kids at the Jeremy Scott Show.
On that note, I want to get to know our listeners as well. So if you guys want to talk to us.
I do. I want to know them better, too.
You can email us. We're at fatmascarapodcast@gmail.com or tweet at us or
Instagram, comment us, anything you want
to us. Snapchat sometimes.
Yeah.
It's at fatmascara.
At fatmascara.